The Anchorage Assembly approved upping the temperature at which churches and overflow facilities can house homeless people from 32 degrees to 45 degrees. That makes Daryl Hess, the Health and Human Services Homelessness Coordinator for the Municipality of Anchorage, very happy.
While it's not a permanent solution, it keeps people from potentially dying on the streets, having to sleep in their cars or public space while they're looking for a more permanent solution.
Hess says the original ordinance introduced in 2010 was huge, and raising the temperature at which people can be housed is another step toward preventing tragedy.
Previously, before the original ordinance was passed in 2010, if a church wanted to shelter somebody temporarily overnight in cold weather, they would have to have gotten a conditional use permit, which is a process that can take several months and cost $30,000 to $40,000. So the original ordinance actually, under Title 16, which is the public health code, offered an exemption from Title 21 for overnight sheltering. And this amendment just changed the trigger for that ordinance.
Debbie Oziander is the chair of the Anchorage Assembly, which passed the amendment to the Anchorage Municipal Code.
There was a recommendation, I think, from both the mayor's task force and the mayor's office saying that we needed to open this up a little more, and it was working well, our partnerships with the churches, to change it so the cutoff for when their facilities became shelters would occur at a warmer temperature. It passed unanimously.
With seasonal temperatures that can drop into the 40s even in the summer, the new 45-degree threshold means churches and overflow facilities could theoretically be housing homeless people for much of the year. Oseander says the change was needed for two main reasons.
One, we've tried to establish a linked network so that facilities that encounter folks who need help know who has the most beds, who has the most capability for serving, and can direct a person to go to the appropriate place. Number two, there is some strong desire of the city to make sure that it's safe for the people that come in. Is there adequate facilities for bathing and using the bathroom and sleeping? Are there safety exits?
David Johnson is a pastor at City Church.
Our motto is loving people, loving Jesus, serving the city. So this fits in with serving the city.
City Church is part of a web of churches that house homeless families in Anchorage, along with Central Lutheran, Change Point, and Shiloh Missionary Baptist churches. Johnson says the churches just take families, and each church has their own setup and days of the week that they can help. At City Church, it's Fridays, and the family sleeps on air mattresses and foam pads. Although it's not much, Johnson says it fits with the mission of the church, and he's happy to be able to help when the temperature hits 45 degrees, because that's still cold.
It's great to be able to shelter people when it's below 32, but there's problems. 40, 45 is still pretty cold, and people can still die of hypothermia, even at those higher temperatures. So we're glad to see the opportunity.
Cold weather experts say it can actually be more dangerous for people once temperatures start warming up. They can be more susceptible to hypothermia because they're often not as mindful about bundling up. And they can get lackadaisical about the cold, especially if alcohol is involved. Besides churches, the code change also makes 45 degrees the trigger point for Beans Cafe to act as an overflow for the Brother Francis shelter. The change went into effect February 14th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.